ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಭಗವದ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 7 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 10 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 4. ರೈಟ್, ನಾನ್ಯತಾ ತೇ ಕಿಲೋ ಗುರು ಕತೇತಾ ಕರುಣಾತ್ಮನ ಯಸ್ತ ಆಶೀಷ ಆಸ್ತಾತೇ ನ ಸ ಭೃತ್ಯ ಸ ವಾಯ್ವನಿ. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Otherwise, O my Lord, O Supreme Instructor of the entire world, you are so kind to your devotee that you could not induce him to do something unbeneficial for him. On the other hand, one who desires some material benefit in exchange for devotional service cannot be your pure devotee. Indeed, he is no better than a merchant who wants profit in exchange for service. Purport. It is sometimes found that one comes to a devotee or a temple of the Lord just to get some material benefit. Such a person is described here as a mercantile man. Bhagavad Gita speaks of artha jijnyasu artharthi. The word artha refers to one who is physically distressed, and artharthi refers to one who needs of money. Such persons are forced to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead for mitigation of their distress or to get some money by the benediction of the Lord. They have been described as sukriti, pious, because in their distress or need for money, they have approached the Supreme Lord. Unless one is pious, one cannot approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, although a person, pious man, may receive some material benefits, one who is concerned with the material benefits cannot be pure devotee. When a pure devotee receives material opulences, this is not because of his pious activities, but for the service of the Lord. When one engages devotional service, one is automatically pious. Therefore, a pure devotee is anya bilashita shunyam. He has no desire for material profit, nor does the Lord induce him to try to profit materially. When a devotee needs something, the Supreme Personality of Godhead supplies. Yogakshema vahamiham. Sometimes materialists go to temple to offer flowers and fruit to the Lord because they have learned it from Bhagavad Gita that if a devotee offers some flowers and fruits, the Lord accepts them. The Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayaschati tadaham bhakti upahatam asnami prayatatmana. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, flower, fruit of water, I will accept it. Thus a man with the mercantile mentality thinks that if he can get some material benefit, like a large amount of money, simply by offering little fruit and flower, this is good business. Such persons are not accepted as pure devotees because their desires are not purified. They are still mercantile men. Even though they go to temples and make a show of being devotee, sarvapadi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. Only one is fully freed from material desire can one be purified. And only in that purified state can one serve the Lord. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchyate. This is the pure devotionist platform. Please repeat.
Hare Krishna. First of all, I needed blessings and prayers so that I can get purified and try to focus some of the Srimad Bhagavatam, some meaning what has been given by Srimad Bhagavatam. This is only possible by the devotee's prayer. So I take all blessings from Hare Krishna. See, actually, this is the shloka where, on the contrary, entire chapter, Prahlad is explaining how, what is the quality of the exalted devotee, actually, pure devotee. We can here very nicely understand, even by the translation, here especially one word is mentioned here. Sometimes the unbeneficial things, we get it when we come for the devotional service. Once we take the shelter of the Lord, it is said, whatever Krishna is putting in our life, the practical things, there is no duality, good, bad, it is not there, especially in the life of devotee, because everything is good, because he is the Supreme Father. He always tries to protect us, and he will give us, even for the materialistic, even for everyone, they are the children. And when we come to Krishna consciousness, that time we can realize whatever takes place in our life, there is no duality, good, bad, these are not the factors. Whatever Krishna provides, that is for the best, and Lord is always protecting us. So there is no duality. Actually, there was, our Dwarkadish Prabhu was giving an example. One devotee, it seems, for about 2 years before, they could diagnose there's some cancer for him. And he's a young devotee. So, because since he was a devotee, he said, okay, I found it very nice. No anxiety. 2 years before, he said, I'll prepare properly. This is a preparation. This is what Lord has given me, the signal. I should prepare. Krishna knows what is best. So that person went back and he was preparing very nicely, reading all the Bhagavatam, seeing Prabhupada's, all the slides and Prabhupada's pastimes. He used to read all the Leelamrita, everything. He prepared. Now he has come to the last stage, it seems. He is in Bhaktivedanta. There may be within few days we may depart from this world. What is the exact meaning is that devotee will take it. He has to take it. That it's whatever Krishna does it. That is a perfection. That is a perfect. Even it is for the non-devotees. The difference is that non-devotee will never understand that. Why it has come to me? Once you come to devotional service means your ignorance has been removed. Prabhupada always says, why to come to devotional service? To remove the ignorance. When Prabhupada was in Western countries, he was telling, I just came to remove your ignorance. The ignorance is there within our heart and we have to remove that ignorance, and otherwise we will take life after life, we will suffer. This is I have come to give that. And once the ignorance has been removed, naturally you will understand whatever Krishna has practically in our life is, whatever is happening, that is for the best. Because he is the Supreme Father, he is always protecting. There is no good and bad. Even now we may think why this terrorist action has been took place and all. Lord knows what is best actually. You may be remembering our Tamal Krishna Goswami when he was going, he met an accident. It was glorious. He was totally in Krishna conscious way. All prepared how to leave this body. This is what preparation. Devotional service is a preparation. So, Totally in this, Prahlad Maharaj is highlighting the pure devotional service. Even Prabhupada used to say, in Bharatvarsha, whoever takes the life, birth in Bharatvarsha, they are all devotees. No problem, because of they are devotees, they are very fortunate to take birth in Bharatvarsha, Bharat Bhumi. But here I wanted to say, make them pure devotees. This is a pure devotional service is most important. The pure devotional service, that should not be mixed of material thing. This is very clearly said. Material, you have to exempt that material thing, and then the pure devotee, he can attain that. No material desire. No material desire. Always this is the thing Prabhupada used to say. You have to become a pure devotee. You have to become a pure devotee. You have to become pure Brahman. Good quality. Always he insists. Like that, everyone is devotees. But one day one person was asking Prabhupada, Prabhupada, can you show me God? Can you show me God? Prabhupada said, yes. But you should have eyes to see the Lord. You have to prepare your eyes to see the Lord. That's what we are preparing. You have to see the eyes, you have to prepare your eyes to see the Lord. That's why he quotes the Brahma Samhitas. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaivardayeshu Vilokayanti Yamshama Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Premanjana, you have to put that ointment. Why you are just seeing for just for a few minutes? You can see for 24 hours, Prabhupada used to say. You can see 24 hours, but you have to put that ointment. Now the question is, what is that ointment? Prabhupada says, what is that ointment? Premanjana ointment. What is that ointment? You all are knowing it. What is that ointment? Of course, I don't want to ask you the questions. Premanjana, can you say what is that ointment? I think you can say. I think somebody can say, what is that ointment? Yes? Prabhupada says, Anya Bilashita Shuni. Anya Bilashita Shuni. There should not be no other desire. That is an ointment. Then you can see Premanjana, because one who renders transcendental lung service to the Supreme Lord without material desire. Anya bilasa ashita shunyam. Without material desire, you have to do a favorable situation. Without material desire, through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. This has to be basic principle. These are the basic things which you have to, that is the premanjana he has to put. That is the premanjana. Lord loves that because he is not having any material desire, that immediately Lord comes to that. I remember when we don't have any material desire, then Lord will have desire to come to us. This is what one day His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj said. If you don't have any material desire, then automatically Lord will have a desire to come to our heart. This is that. You'll just see, is there any material desire? Then you'll be away. So, this is Premanjana. This Premanjana Churita, that is Anya Bilashita Shuni. Now, we understand Anya Bilashita Shuni. How it is very difficult to get it. We have so many abhilashas, so many desires. To get that, Anya Bilashita Shunyam, what is the next step actually to get that? The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us. We have to very sincerely pray. Na danam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmanishvare, bhavata bhavati ahituki krupa. Lord, I am not interested to have the material opulence. I do not want any number of followers. And what else? Yeah. And I wanted a causeless devotional service, birth after birth. Causeless. No, because. It's causeless. It's a aituki kripa. Causeless. It's just a mercy. Lord's mercy. We can't say why it is. This is causeless mercy. Actually, when we pray with very sincere heart, then Lord will provide that anya bilashita shunya. This is all interconnected. Entire our sistastakam is all interconnected. Actually, some of our devotees may be remembering when we had been to Jagannath Puri and we have pulled that chariots of Jagannath, Subhadra, Baldev up to Gundicha, and all we were there, and Maharaj called all the devotees and he said, now we have to pray. You stand with the folded hand, just very sincerely pray here. And you know what Maharaj said? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmanishware bhavathad bhaktir ahitukitve. Actually, I was thinking, why Maharaj is asking, making us to pray this, you know. Without money, how can we come to Jagannath Puri? Why na dhanam, na janam? I myself was not praying very sincerely when Maharaj was saying. Actually, after, because there is no other way, unless we get out of this type of consciousness, we cannot get the pure devotional service. Pure devotional service, you have to beg for this. I should not have an attachment for this material. That only Lord can provide it. He gives us free will. Only Lord can provide us. He can transform this heart actually. No, no. Actually, one of the case, this material world means you are chasing your own shadow, it seems. Your shadow is there, you are behind the shadow, you are running. You cannot catch the shadow. You run. This material world is there, you cannot catch it. Actually, by seeing the sun, you should turn to sun side and you should run, then shadow will chase you. It will come behind you. The same way, when you take the side of the Lord, when you just take the shelter of the Lord, automatically all the material benefits, they will come automatically to you. No need of chasing. They all will come. If you try to chase it, one way you lose your devotional service, plus you lose everything. When you just see to the side of the Lord, Hari, then you come to that side, all the your shadow will come behind you. This is what exactly Acharya says. So material thing, no need of just slogging and endeavoring. It will come automatically. Once you become a devotee, whatever is needed, it will come. So here this is the premanchana is equal to that is anya vilashisa shunyam. No material desire. For no material desire, you have to pray with the Lord. Na dhanam, na janam. And then, now the question is, what about Dhruva Maharaj? He had lots of material desire. Good question. He had lots of material desire. Still, Lord had come and he gave him darshan. He got the entire kingdom bigger than his grandfather. Sutala Loka. Dhruva Loka. So, very big one he got it. And why he got it? Because he was associated with a pure devotee. Because of his connection, he could get it. That was Narad Muni. Even to attain that pure devotional service, we should associate with a pure devotee so that we can attain that all benefit. For example, Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, he had the Paras money, Chintamani. He had Paras money. And that Shiva Bhakta, he comes and asks for that. I understood by Shiva that you have that Paras money. Where is it? He says, it is in the dustbin. Just go and take it. He just takes it. Sanatana Goswami was just doing his japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And he was tested that. He's putting to the most of the iron, it becomes gold. And he went back. There he was get bewildered because he made such a lot of gold. Then he was so worried. How can I protect this? No, you know, the terrorism may take place here. The people may come here. He was so worried. Again he came back because the material world is going to give us pain all the time. That is very true. It's too much. If we keep something somewhere, you know, gold and a valuable thing. Even if we are sitting in the Bhagavatam class, we will just think that only. Whatever my that thing, you know. This is what. Even forget about that. Even shoes. some of the temples we go, and there is no proper shoes arrangement. And you have to keep it, not like our ISKCON centers. So when you come over, you immediately you try to run back, not even wanted to see the darshan of the Lord. Sometimes what in southern temples, what they do, you know, they will have two bags, you know, cloth bags. One will have coconut and banana to offer Lord. In other bag, you will have your own chappals. You are coming inside the temple and one bag you will give. Suppose if you give, replace the bag, it's horrible to them. This is what is happening because they can't tolerate such a costly thing. They bring it over here. Because otherwise, you will remember that. My things are there, you know, how can I do? You can't concentrate. Even you can't do japa. If anything is that, this way, the wealth is increased. He was so worried. He said, "It is I myself has created the problem. Let me go to the same Acharya, Mahatma. Let me ask." Then he came with that next day. Swamiji, he was saying, "Why, that is not working?" Sanatana Goswami, yes, it's working. What is the problem? He says, "When you gave this, it was on the dustbin. I think, is the dustbin what the things we keep it? It's low things like, this is a dirt. And you are considering this parasmani, chintamani as dust. So you must be having the more valuable things with you." He says, "Yes, I have it." Say, "Why don't you give that?" So then you first throw it to Jamuna, this parasmani. Even Sanatana Goswami never wanted that. Let it get rid of that. Because there is a chance, some other, you know, any poverty strike and condition, it may come to my mind, you know, there is a parasmani, let us make it. He said, "Get rid of it." So this is exactly the thing. This is a basic principle a pure devotee has to see, that he should not encourage for the material desire, or there may be in future also there is some hope. Nothing should be there. This is one of the examples we can see from Sanatana Goswami. Very true. They say, "Okay, you keep that inside. You come, I'll give you this." No. It should be totally eradicated. Totally removed. Even Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, just by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, they said, "Just give it up. That's all. Otherwise, we can't come up. We can't get it because time is very short." Rupa Goswami immediately comes. He back to with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes. And even Sanatana Goswami, after with so many remaining in the prison house, he comes. So this is exactly the thing we have to remember. Today's sloka is like that material desire is going, it will be an impediment for our pure devotional service. It will automatically, it will come and it will be used for Krishna's service. And even in Tirupati, we all devotees had been to Tirupati. Maharaj was saying, we went in group and all. He was saying, this is the prayer you have to do. Otherwise, it's impossible to remove your material desire. You have to very sincerely pray. I am not interested with the wealth, beautiful woman, all these followers. No, these are all impediment for my devotional service. So Lord, please, you just remove all this. This is very special. Very special. Very difficult to understand. Because only in the what exactly we wanted in our life, if we know it 100%, then only you can do it. And moreover, what is exactly what we needed, because this heart is contaminated. This, by the chanting of the holy name, this contamination can be removed. Contamination means material desire. Nothing else. Lust, envy, greed, all these contaminations, gradually it disappears, gradually. So is the gravity of our Maha Mantra, it clears that, the dirty things. And when the dirty things goes away, because why the dirty things, see, when the person can do that, it's very clearly said, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, a devotee who were when he understands that this material world is in hopeless condition, whatsoever the hope you keep, it is hopeless. There is no hope in this material condition. So if you 100% you have that surety, then you take this spiritual life very seriously. If you think there is some hope in material, then it can't be clearly wiped off. There is some contamination will be there. Something, as the year is said, some people will just go to the temple, they'll worship for some wealth, artha, artha, arthi, jijnyasu. These things will go on. Some money, then they'll forget. No, enough. I'll come to this examination time, you know that. They'll come. Many will come and they'll pray. The examination gets over, at the result time they'll come. It's finished, over. Lord is just for some benefit sake, you know. Order supplier. Bas. My job is over. That is not a pure devotional service. Pure devotional service, there should not be any desire at all. Soul has to forget all those things. Actually, I was telling the people who are giving up their life, especially devotees, some of the other Lord is arranging in a proper way, actually. Devotees will come, they will chant the holy name. Especially recently, Maharaj also attended, especially that Nanda Priya Mataji, Adhikesha's wife, Adhikesha's mother, my mother-in-law. So, Maharaj had come and her conscience was not there. I mean, his senses were not working. Only ear was working, no talking. Maharaj said, with very intense way, that Krishna is waiting for you, Nanda Priya Mataji. So, please get ready. Prabhupada will be there. Don't fear. Don't fear. You'll go back home, back to Godhead. Please. So that was effective very much. This is what I found. There's no other things. Just hearing and taking evening all the time. The devotees, they used to do the kirtan. Just soul gets purified. Because bodily way, you cannot do any sinful activities. Even in thinking, even in mind, nothing you can do. You have come to that level, you have to ultimately gain all the stock which is needed for purifying Hari Kirtan. And it will purify and the soul will go back home. There is no desire of material tinge also. This is what we could see. Then within a couple of days, the soul just departed. You all know about it. Because this is the preparation. When we have a preparation for pure devotional service, these are the things we have to keep. The material desire, naturally we should know it. If you are not, knowingly if you do it again, we are not removing our illusion. We are not removing our really anarthas. We knowingly we do it. Actually, one of the place, our Madhvacharya was saying that, once you understand that you know it, this is the quality I should have it. Hare Krishna. The quality you should know it. This is the parameter of a devotee. So I should come to that level, at that degree. When you understand that, with a sincere conscience, you pray, prayerful mood, if you sincerely beg for this, and Lord will provide it. 100% he will take care. And it is a sincere desire what you make it. Some or the other, I have to become pure devotee. This is the desire, most important desire. He says, if you have that desire, sankalpa, I have to become pure devotion service. And number one, foolish and real sinful person, I have to become pure. So Lord, you have to beg for it. So automatically, it was said by Madhvacharya, if you have that desire, sankalpa, Krishna will take care of you. He will make you pure. So Acharya has said, means definitely we have to agree that only the desire is needed. As soon as we have that desire, and this is exactly the place, the heart, which is exactly the dancing place of Gopal, it seems. The Gopal's Nritya Mandira. The Nritya Mandira, and how he'll come and dance in our heart, because he loves to have the qualities which are expressed by Lord himself. Krishna has given us some such qualities. We have that quality, like giving up that is material desire. Premanjana, you have to put it. And you should have a clean conscience that I should become like this. So then automatically it will be attracted by Krishna, and that becomes a nritya mandira. It's a dancing hall of Krishna that becomes. And it will be decorated by his good qualities, sadguna. And sadguna and sadvichara, his quality and his propensity. And with that Krishna will come. And because dirty things have been removed, if there are material things are there, Krishna won't come there. He may come for some time and he'll go away. Actually, it is said, Balagopal, he'll come only for sadvichara and sadgun. That is for 24 hours. And that, by that you have to decorate your heart. And if you are not, that is the naivedya actually you are offering to Krishna. Good quality, sadvichara, and sadguna. This is you are offering to Krishna all the time. So automatically that naivedya Krishna is accepting. So naivedya is pure devotional service. He is capable. And Lord will come inside immediately. And if you have duskriti, durguna, then Lord will leave our heart. However, we may be practicing so many days, but this contamination is there to leave our heart. Actually, I'm telling you one thing. I'd been to one of the wedding actually recently. They're from our building. They're the Catholics actually. They said, we are preparing very good vegetarian food because few people are coming. So some Jain food, this food we prepare. I said, okay. Then I went over there to just visit. And he was that person with his, they were dancing. And I was just sitting. He came specially looking at me and you have to have something. I said, you don't worry. You keep on your dancing, you know. You don't worry about me. I will take everything best. It's all Jain. Everything is nice, he said. I said, okay. Actually, I wanted to have some water. But when I went over there even, not even a proper glass was there for the water. Actually, that the water, that glass which they were used for the other particular purpose, you know. So the thing is this, even little contamination which is there, little contamination is also poisoning your devotional service. Very little. Then as we acted that we had everything, then we came back. So good, you'll be there. Yes, like that. So this is what is happening, actually. Little contamination. When the choice is there, little contamination. It's a poison. Prabhupada always says, not to drink tea, coffee. It's all, what? Tea, coffee? What is there in tea? Little tannin, coffee, little caffeine, even that won't allow you to become a pure devotee. Very little point. That's the same thing. Even a little tinge of material desire, you can't become a pure devotee. Okay, many people will come, they will do so many glamorous, you know, welcome for you. That is not the way. That is not the thing at all. That's not at all needed. Otherwise, Sanatana Goswami would have been kept it. Why would have been kept it? He would have been kept it inside the cupboard nicely, you know. Paras money. Anytime it may be useful. I may build a big temple like putting all the gold bricks and all. He never thought that. It is it's very easy. No, he never thought. Because they are all the acharyas. We are following their footsteps. This is most important. They are following. Even anything they speak means it will become, you know, Veda Vakya for us. Oh, this he has said, you know. He has said. Maharaj has said. You know, he has said. They don't even see the reference also. So that's why they have gone in there. Pure devotional service, that's why all the time. Anya abhilashita shunyam. Here one more thing he says. That last in purport, he says, Last one more thing. Impediment is our upadhi. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tatparatvam. It's all interlinked slokas all the time. You think I am something great. I can give very good Bhagavatam class. I am big counselor, big temple president, this, that. So stupid. Nothing will work. Nothing will work. It's just a foolishness. Maharaj was saying on that one of the class, that's why Maharaj was saying, unless we clear up all our internal anarthas, whatever is dictated by your heart, it is all useless. It won't give you any potency. You may be dictating very wonderful thing, very good words and all. But if the anarthas are not clear, this is not having a potency at all. I'll never have a potency. Clear up. And you have to see your own self. What are the anarthas still I have? Still I have some envious. Still I have some lust. So Lord, please beg for that. Lord, please. Please. Very time is very short. So okay, we can do abhinaya. We can do very good dramatized things. What a great, nice tilak. Very nice. Good devotee. But Lord knows what exactly the thing is. It's very, no drama doesn't work. Especially for Krishna. Example is who? Pandavas. Pandavas are wonderful devotees. Pandavas were there with Krishna only. They never asked, why difficulty for us? Why like this? Never. They did not ask only. Never. Bhima was getting angry sometimes with Yudhishthir, but he never asked with Krishna, why is for us? This was their quality. Pandavas and six Goswamis. They never complained anything. This is what is Krishna you are doing is perfect. Very right. Never complain at all. I was remembering, I think time up, I'll conclude this now. When this Yatra's time, I was just remembering, we got that Govardhan, it was a bit austere. But I was remembering, our austere is nothing. And this Goswamis was staying under the tree. And that, not daily they were changing the tree. Not that one tree, you know, it's a good tree. Let it be. Never. So I was thinking, our austere is nothing. Because little thing, you know, little material attachment, this tree is better. That room is much better. When we go to the yatra, first we go to the neighbor's room also. How is his room? His room has got two beds, yeah. We got only bed, you know, one bed. Good bathroom, big size. And we desire, I should have even got that. You know, this is always a very, very subtle form actually. You don't want to see that. This, whatever I got, it is best. Just get out. And go and chant the holy name. No, we don't do it. Because this very subtle form, it is with us. It's also a type of thing. Then I understood. Because if you refer these, our acharyas, our parampara, then we can improve. Maharaj was telling, of course you had, especially in Giri Govardhan, the final the day, Maharaj was saying, you had lost of austeres, so many devotees, lots of hard work. But one thing you remember it, the blessing which you got it is so immense, you may not be knowing it. Because it has come from the parampara. All the acharyas, they have given you the blessing. You do not know it. You got purified. This is a process. This is a process of Krishna consciousness. Topmost process. Just try. Be there with the devotees. Be there with the pure devotees. Automatically, what are the good qualities are needed? We'll attain it. This is 100%. This is what Prahlad Maharaj wanted. That become a pure devotee. Before giving up this body, become a pure devotee. You are not to get birth again. Actually, one word I wanted to repeat. That there was a meeting of Gopal Gardens, syllabus changing and all. That time, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj said, one word I remember. He said, whatever the syllabus you are going, it's okay, nice. But see that parents should see that the child should be given a chance not to take birth again. You have to see that he should not take birth again. This is the goal of life. This is the goal of life. Ultimately, you can't go for any syllabus and all. So this is most important. For us also, see that we should not get next birth. In this in the lifetime only, we should get rid of this birth, death, old ages. That's only by pure devotional service. Thank you very much. I'm stopping here. I think there's no time for questions. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.